Bathroom showers have been trending with some interesting and aesthetic ideas that I want to share with you in this podcast episode. Because we are in our bathroom a lot, right? Just like the kitchen, there's a lot of different places in our house that we tend to spend a lot of time in. And the bathroom shower is just one of those areas that you just want to make feel calming and rejuvenating and just make you feel like a spa, right? So that's why I want to talk about some bathroom shower trends that can help you if you're thinking of remodeling your bathroom. Stay tuned. Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Pardon the interruption. Do you know that I now have an Etsy shop? Yes, it's called Willowbrook Printable, and there you'll find digital art prints that you can purchase, download, and print to hang in your home. Take advantage of all the places I got to visit when we lived in Europe. I have pictures of the Tower Bridge in London, the beautiful architecture in Amsterdam, Charles Bridge in Prague, and many more to come. Willowbrook Printable is where you can find these wall art prints so you can decorate your living room, dining room, bedroom, or other spaces. Now you don't have an excuse for those empty walls in your house. Download pictures of sunflowers or landmarks in Europe. Come check out Willowbrook Printable at etsy.com/shop/Willowbrook Printable. Welcome back to another Creative Home Podcast. I am your host, Kasha McDaniel. And like I said earlier, I want to talk about bathroom shower trends. Now, I talked in a few episodes back, episode number 267, best way to pick out bathroom tile, because I was helping a client who recently had some water damage in her bathroom shower that then basically spread to the rest of her bathroom. So she basically had to pick out new tile and everything that went along with it, right? So if you haven't listened to episode 267 and you're looking to remodel maybe just your tile, then this is a great episode for you to listen in on, because I talk about how to best pick it out, right? Because she was just nervous about picking the right one, and you can go in all the details on that one. But in this episode, I want to talk about bathroom shower trends and some of the things that you may be seeing around. Maybe you started kind of like a mood board or a Pinterest board of your dream shower, dream bathroom shower. What would you want it to look like? What would make you happy? Because like I said in the beginning, bathrooms, bathroom showers, especially, you're gonna be spending a lot of time in there. Well, maybe not a lot. I mean, you don't spend like hours in there, but that's one of the rooms that you want to be more inviting, spa-like, right? Those are the kinds of things when you imagine your favorite kind of, you know, bathroom shower, you want it to be something that, you know, is relaxing, right? So let's talk about a couple of things that people are looking for, and maybe this is something that'll help you decide on what you want to have if you're remodeling your bathroom shower, okay? So our bathroom is fairly big. I don't have it measured out, but the master bathroom is going to be one of the biggest bathrooms, and you want to spend a little more time and effort on that bathroom. Now, when we did our bathroom, we definitely picked tiled wall for the bathroom shower. It wasn't an insert like those ones that come in a kit, you know, because mainly for a couple of reasons. Number one, because it looks nicer and because it's the master bathroom, right? Number two, I didn't realize this until after we actually had sold one of our houses, that when not the inspector came by, but the one who was evaluating the price point of the home, right? He would give us more points, more credit, more value. Our house is more valuable if it had tiled walls in the bathroom versus the kit that you use, like with the plastic walls and stuff like that for like the other bathrooms. I had no idea. I was like, wow, really? Yeah. So the value of your home actually goes up when you actually spend quality materials on your home, and especially in the bathroom being one of them, right? So the aesthetic is what you're going to be looking for. So something that makes it beautiful, makes it feel nice in there, right? So one of the things that people are looking up for, like a shower routine aesthetic, though that was kind of confusing to me, but when I looked it up, it was basically making the looks, the self-care trend is making us rethink our bathing rituals, okay? So you definitely want to take care of yourself, right? And that's what we're kind of looking for. What are the, maybe there's different shampoos, different scents, like smells, okay? That you're looking for. Maybe some people have added things like stringing eucalyptus, on your shower head. Okay, that's an easy thing that you can do. But creating a soothing color palette, anything that's probably maybe a solid color, maybe with a little bit of movement in there, but not wild and crazy bathroom. Okay, things like clearing the clutter, right? You don't want a cluttered bathroom. You want things put away, the countertops are cleared, you take things out. And actually just recently my one of my daughters was cleaning the bathroom, and she had all sorts of these little trays and buckets and things that she had her makeup brushes and lotions and all this stuff. And she had it all on the countertop. And I was just like, to me, I'm like, oh my God, that's a lot of clutter. Just, can you just put that away? And she's like, no, I'm good. Everything's out. I can see it. And you may be the same way too. But then just recently, she actually just put it all away. She had one thing out left on the counter, and everything she would put away underneath the sink in the cabinet. And it looks so much better. Oh my gosh. So if you need a shower routine aesthetic, maybe you need to clear the clutter. Maybe you need to create a soothing color palette, That's something that you can do to help you create that aesthetic that you're looking for to calm down, right? So you may have also the products like the hair masks, maybe your favorite shampoo, okay? Things like maybe skin cleansing, a ritual that you're doing, whatever that is, that's something that maybe can help you create your routine, shower routine aesthetic, and that helps you with how your bathroom is set up. Okay. Another thing to think about are shower walk-ins. Now, this is a crazy, that's a big trend, I know, where you don't have any doors, right? Or maybe you do have a door, it's just a walk-in shower, right? There's no lip, or if there is, it's a very minimal lip to cross over the threshold. I know this is a great thing for older adults who can't step over the bathtub rim because it's too high up. But amazing shower walk-ins are something that'll help with the aesthetic and also with the bathroom shower trends that we're seeing. So if it's a clear glass, maybe it's just glass on half of it and there's no door on the other side, the water won't come out or anything like that. To make sure there is a little lip or something, or the drainage is correct, that the plumber put in the pan for the shower, that it's sloping away and not out into the bathroom, So that's another thing to take a look at, are amazing shower walk-ins for your bathroom remodeling project. Now, a lot of people maybe have transformed. Maybe you did have a tub shower combo, and now you're getting rid of that tub part, right? I know people have talked about before, well, I don't need it, but if I resell my house, does it hurt the resale value of the house? It really depends on the house, but for the most part, as long as there's a bathtub somewhere in that house, in one bathroom, that's all you really need. The other ones can be converted to just showers or shower walk-ins, right? Unless it's something that's really, like a downtown kind of a district urban type thing where you're not going to see little kids. It's more, younger generation or older baby boomer type people who don't have any kids anymore, but basically those bathtub shower combos, a lot of them are ripped out and now turned into those shower walk-ins because it's the same footprint that you need for a shower. You just don't want the tub anymore, right? So yeah, so that's something that you can look into. And what makes it also amazing is depends on the shower head, the faucet that you use, whether it's the rain shower faucet or a different kind of, lots of jets or whatever it is that you want in your shower, right? So those are some things to think about, okay? Another idea which I was kind of surprised about, but I've used this before, as part of a trend for the bathroom shower, are shower bombs. Now you've heard of bath bombs, right? So they're round little soapy things, all different shapes and sizes, different colors and smells and scents and everything like that. And then they released while you're, soaking in the tub, right? Well, these are shower bombs that you put while you're showering. So that again is part of the aesthetic, part of the making you feel more spa-like. Because a lot of them, when I've used them, which was early on, oh gosh, maybe about 20 years ago now, they've been around. They're just slowly, taking shape here now. But I used them because it was the eucalyptus type Vicks one, where it's like a steam bath. When if you have little kids, and this is coming up soon because we're, getting to the fall winter season eventually, but when your kids have colds and those stuffy noses, I would have my kids sit, and actually I would steam up the bathtub. I turn the shower on, steam it up, make it really hot, close the door to the bathroom, steam it up, and then I'd have the kids and fill up the tub basically at that point so the kids can sit in the tub. Then the kid would actually go sit in the water and the steam, close the door, and I'm sitting there in there with them, and they're breathing in all that steam to help, clear all that mucus and everything that they've got in there. Well, these shower bombs are the same kind of idea. Where I've used it, and I actually got some as a gift for a birthday present that I really wanted. I was like, oh, those would be good just to kind of have as a soothing, relaxing, if you're not going to have, time for, a full-on bath, like a shower bomb is pretty good to kind of help clear the senses. Maybe you are having some allergies going on, or the fall, pollen is messing with you, right? So those shower bombs are a great way to help, use that space, rejuvenate and cleanse and everything. So shower bombs are another great idea to help you with, it's not just like a trend, not a physical thing that you're gonna have. I mean, you're gonna have a physically shower bomb, but it's something that you can, replenish, right? And get more different kind of smells and scents and things like that. Okay. Another trend that I talked about a little bit before was the home spa bathroom. Now, I know some of you may or may not want the whole tub thing anymore. I've seen the big, huge garden tubs back in the 80s that were big time in the houses and stuff like that. That's not as much of a big deal. But your bathroom, as long as it has the spa feeling, it doesn't have to actually look it. Right? So it doesn't have to be that huge garden tub to make it a home spa bathroom, right? It can be a smaller tub. It can be just the colors and the warmth of some wood, maybe some teak, a teak stool, maybe some, fresh towels, maybe the green colors, the blue colors, white, make it a home spa kind of a bathroom. Those kinds of things, luxurious things. Think luxury, right? If you went to a luxury spa, what are those things that you envision and see that then you can then bring into your bathroom and help you make it look feel like a spa, right? Okay, so a home spa bathroom is something that people have been searching about online, trying to figure out, well, how do I make my bathroom feel like more like a home spa? Okay, so those are just some ideas to kind of help you with that, to make that feeling. I like the warm wood tone because while yes, you have the tile on the floor, that can feel really cold, right? But some warm wood tones, and the wood tones can also be in something like the cabinets, right? It doesn't have to be like a stool. It could be the cabinet. It could be an accent. Maybe it's around the mirror, right? So it's not so sterile looking in your bathroom, okay? And then the last thing that we talk about, or I've seen as far as a shower trend, is the doorless shower ideas. Now, I know I've talked about this before, like I said, with the walk-in. So the shower walk-in can have a door, right? Ours, we have a door. But the doorless ones, yeah, those are also a trending thing, right? Now, I think that's going to be around for a while. And I've seen them And European showers and stuff like that too, where it's more of a wet room. Now, they don't talk about this in the shower trends. It's not an American thing to have a wet room. That's a European thing. But a doorless shower, meaning it's glass on one side of the shower and there's nothing there. You just walk right in and there's no door to close. So the only problem with that is if you do have like a do a shower bomb type of thing, the steam kind of evaporate leaves the area, that the immediate shower area, because if you don't have a shower curtain or you don't have the door, then of course all that steam goes away. So that's another thing to think about. Doorless shower, while yes, it's great, one less thing you have to, worry about closing or anything, or getting maybe fingers pinched or something like that. But that's another thing that people are looking at to make their master bathroom something that they is aesthetically pleasing to them, that makes it feel like a spa. What else would make, your dream bathroom, a reality, right? So those are things. So just I'm saying, as a recap, we're talking about a shower routine aesthetic, meaning you have your luxury soaps and your shampoos and things like that, things that make it feel, make your skin cleansing a lot better, make you feel luxurious, right? Shower walk-ins, a shower balm, right? Make it feel like a spa. And then, of course, doorless showers are a big, big thing. If you can handle that, if you can, that's something within your budget. Definitely think about it, because there are some where it's just the glass, that company that comes out and installs it after the tile is in, it may not be the budget buster that you think it might be, So yeah, so take a look if that's something that is on your wish list for your master bathroom spa shower. You may be surprised. Some things may be within your grasp, okay? Maybe you have to take something else out that that you're like, well, I really don't need this, but I really want this, okay? So prioritize, all right? So I hope this gives you some ideas on some bathroom shower trends that'll help you make your bathroom your own. And I hope you guys have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you later.